Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, it's your man Grudgey, aka Trevor Foxy, representing Florida, the South, baby. This Grudgeinc Radio, let's do it.
What's going on, people? What's going on? Waiting to get our host on, Coochie.
I need a monkey wrench. You got one?
Who am I speaking with? Coochie, you on live, Coochie.
Man, what's happening, brother? I've been saying, calling your name for a minute. I see we're experiencing some technical difficulties. You about to get together over there, bro?
Man, we've been together, man. We've been on, man. We've been waiting on you, man. We got kids from Chicago. I was talking to kids from Chicago. We've been waiting
man,
on you,
I ain't man. I ain't hear nothing, bro. I've been on the phone. My phone blank. I ain't hear nothing, but ain't no big deal. We live. You live on Grudge Talk Radio with your main man, Crew Chief. I'm in the building. Know what I mean? Shit. Sorry, I'm getting on a little late. I guess T5 got to open my mic or put me on, whatever. I ain't going to blame it on him. It might have just been me. But I'm here.
Yeah, I think we good. We got Ken on from Chicago. He and him was in, we was having a nice little conversation. And right now, you got to put your hands up and we good right now. What's your day, bro?
Oh, hey, man, my day just really getting started. I've been on the clock for about 3 good hours. I got a bunch more on the go. But I'm bumping and grinding, trying to get it done. And getting my listeners, getting all the listeners that we got on the line. And we're going to have a good subject today. My topic of the day. Hello?
What's the topic for today?
Yeah, my topic for today going to be Dick Measuring Wednesday. Dick Measuring Wednesday. I'll tell you everybody what I mean by Dick Measuring Wednesday in a few seconds. But first and foremost, I got to get to my sponsors because without these people doing what they do for us and our team, T-Squad Racing, Crew Chief, myself, but Crew Chief, T5, Big Low, you know what I mean? None of this stuff we do will be possible. So with that being said, let me run through my sponsors real quick, and then we're going to get to the discussion of the day, topic of the day. Open topic, feel free to put your hands up, whatever, comment, don't hold back. Ain't no answer's a bad answer. No question, a bad question. So with that being said, let me run through my sponsors real quick. But before I get to my sponsors, I got to thank, first and foremost, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because I know without him, none of this would be possible. All right, so now I got that out of the way. First up, first and foremost, DNL Performance, official sponsor of Hit Squad Racing. Obnoxious Racing Apparel, race fittings, horsepower cells, Applied Nitrous, TRZ Motorsports, Wilson Manifolds, Grudge Inc., AA Performance, Eric Automotive, Kelly's Racing, PRD Racing Engines, ATF Transmissions, Speed and Truck World, my main man, Ronnie Brown, Big Dick Muscle Cars, Dale's Wheels and Tires down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Price Accounting Firm over in Orlando, and last but not least, Remy Martin, VSOP. That's the official drink of Hit Squad Racing. You know, my main man, Big Low, he had a brown eye, so he liked to keep a brown cup in his hand. He liked to keep a cup with that brown to match his eyes, you know what I mean, in his hand when he had the track, you know what I mean? But Remy Martin, VSOP, if you ain't never tried it, go out to your local liquor store and tell them you want some Remy Martin VSOP tribe. I guarantee you'll like it. If you don't, then fuck it. Keep it till you get to the track and get us, and we'll drink it for you. So with that being said, before I get into the discussion of the day, Fire, how you doing, brother?
Man, you know, I'm holding on, man. I'm just holding on. Just trying to work this door, get a little bit familiar. I got probably one more good week. I think I'll have it now.
Have it down, Pat. All right, I appreciate it. That's what's happening. You said we got Kid from Chicago on?
Not Kid. I think he said Ken. I might have misunderstood him, but I think he said Ken.
Ken? I'm almost certain that's probably Kid. If he's from Chicago, that's probably Kid from Chicago.
I've been opening up. 773-8424.
Kid.
What's going on, Crew Chief?
Nothing, man. It's Kid, right? It's Kid from Chicago.
Yep.
Oh, damn. Kid.
Okay.
Yeah, Kid. This is my man. How you doing,
Kid? What's been happening, man?
Oh, man. Ain't nothing. Brother, you know, out here bumping and grinding, trying to clock these dollars for a little bit.
I heard that. Did you get a chance to go down to Montgomery?
Man, I'm going to get into that. But since you brought it up, I'm going to go ahead and get into it. Our plan was to go down to Montgomery Motorsports Park for Big Drag Benefit Race. We promised Big Drag that we was going to make it. But to some unfortunate circumstances, my main man, Big Low, was unable. He was on his way up Saturday to the Ronnie Brown race.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed behind to finish up a couple cars, and he started experiencing truck problems.
All right. I understand that.
With that being said, we wasn't going to travel over there without him. Because we are a team. And,
right.
You know, you try to represent as a team, so we mm-hmm. wouldn't have been over there without him. So we decided to go back to Florida, and regroup and get ourselves together and like that. So we were unable to make it over there to the Big Drag Benefit race. I heard it was some hell of a racing over there.
Yeah, I heard the feature race was a blowout. Cold Killer was a 901 Bad Boys, man.
Yeah, that's what they say. I just heard Tony Wright say something about the car looking like it was going 550s. I don't know.
I don't know how
true it is, but I haven't seen the video of it yet.
Right.
I'm dying to see anybody who recorded it, BET, Dolomite, whoever was over in that area. Y'all feel free to put a y'all feel free to put a video up for the poor folks that couldn't make it that
right.
way. I just heard about a lot of good things over there. I haven't contacted Big Drag as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try to get with him a little later on.
Yeah, he done made it back home.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get with him a little later on and rub elbows with him for a few.
Mm-hmm.
But how about yourself? You made it down there, Kid, or no?
No, I didn't get a chance to. I went to another boy's race up in near the Mississippi River.
Uh-huh.
He had a race, so I went to it.
Oh, okay, okay, cool. That's what's happening. That's definitely what's up.
Yeah.
You know what the topic of the day is, right? I'm going to go ahead and get into the topic of the day. T5, we had a few hands up, so I ain't going to hold the show up.
Go ahead and get into it.
Hold on. Before I get into the topic of the day, I know I keep putting it off, but before I get into the topic of the day, T5, when you get a chance, try to grab Mike Hill for me, because he got a race coming up November 12th at the House of Hook. She'll be a good one. She'll be a barn burner. So when you first chance you get, when you get a chance, get him on. If you're not already on, Mike, if you don't push the one button, I'm going to run down with you in a few. But topic of the day is Dick Measuring Wednesday. I know it's everybody on the phone.
Hey, Crew Chief, before you get into that, yeah. I'm going to go on the roof and get Mike on.
All right, okay. Well, I'm going to hold off. So you want me to wait on you, brother? You know, I can shoot the breeze all day long. If you want me to wait, I'm going to wait. All right, I guess you don't went in the private room to grab Mike. But, yeah, kid.
Yeah,
man,
we went
over to Valdosta, the main man, Ronnie Brown race.
Right.
It was brewing to be a good one. I mean, we got in there Friday night, and there was a lot of cars over there testing and shaking down. I seen a lot of cars on 28s and 275s, you know, shaking down. It was looking pretty good. And they was looking good. I seen Smoke, old black ass Smoke from Baldy, who drives for Baldy. He was over there driving. He was driving a turbo forced induction entry. If I'm not mistaken, and Showtime might be the owner of that car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% sure about that. But it was a beautiful car he was driving over there. He was shaking it down, trying to get down through there, get the feel for them turbos. I mean, it was a bunch of people over there, bro. But of course, Mother Nature wasn't working with us. It was some. She was trying to save somebody for that ass whooping we was getting ready to put on
right.
Somebody. I think it was Chris Jones. I'm gonna go out and say it. Chris Jones. Yeah, he made the shakedown Saturday, and then him and his flunky came over there to the trailer,
mm-hmm.
Trying to play all innocent, like, you know, they was over there wanting some water or something. So I already know it. I already knew where the conversation was going, so I just got straight to the point and asked them what they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, they took their dick between their legs, and we ain't come down here for that. We ain't come down here for that. So, hey, you know me, I'm up front, straight to the point type of dude. Ain't
mm-hmm.
no to be bush. You ain't walking down here for nothing. So, if you gonna do something, let like 3-5 say, let's do something by 2-something. You know what I mean? So. We was going to climb all on top of him, but Mother Nature spared him. So it's
mm-hmm.
all good. But we will meet him. We will run into him again. And like I say, my man Big Low, he was on his way down there. And
mm-hmm.
I was hoping he heard me get there, because he was going to pick up any slack for us. Tony Wright was in the building. I'm sure we were going to climb on top of him. And Mike Hill was over there. They had a pro mod entry that they were shaking down, and we was pitted somewhere around the 500 foot mark, and oh man, that shit. I mean, I'm always on the starting line when those cars go down through there,
mm-hmm.
but to actually see a car that fast come at you, I mean, god damn. I mean, the dude was driving it. He was doing a hell of a job driving it, and. I mean, words can't explain. It's one of the things you really had to be there to see.
Right.
But, we had a lot of good action over there.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like I said, threw up to be one good race. But like I said, Mother Nature didn't work, so everybody loaded up and headed on over to Montgomery.
Right.
And, everybody headed up over there, and unfortunately, we didn't make that. We headed on back south.
Mm-hmm.
And we missed a hell of a show. I wish we could have made it, but. You know, sometimes due to certain circumstances and situations,
right.
it don't permit for you to make the trip. So,
yep.
That was that. But mm-hmm. hold on, I think I got Mr. Mike Hill on. Mike, you there?
Yo, what up? What up, Crucci?
What's up, Mike Hill?
I can't call it, bro. Can't call it.
Ain't nothing, but I want to get you on and let everybody know you got a race coming up on October 12th. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's our Battle of the Big Dogs week. You know, we do once a year. Yep, October 11th and 12th.
October 11th and 12th. Battle of the Big Dogs. So let me ask you a question. You don't have to be a big dog to come in there and do battle, do it?
No, you can be. I mean, that's the name, but, I mean, we got a lot. We came up with that name for the Pro Mars, you know, because we started out doing that $90,000 Pro Mars race. And, you know, this year is 50. You know, still $50,000. For the two Pro Mark classes, but we got, like I said, we got a lot of other shootouts. We got Limited Street paying $5,000 to win. We got Nitrous 28. Nitrous only on 28. You know, it's a $5,000 we'll take off. We're gonna keep the clocks off on it. So like I said, we got a couple of small blocks. No, man, that's not for everybody.
Cool.
In other words, little dogs can come there and show out.
Oh yeah, no doubt mm-hmm. about that. No doubt about it.
Hey, Mike, Mike, we got a question. Mike, the fans want to know, is 275 welcome in that 28?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Any of my 28 stuff, you can run 275. Yeah, no doubt.
Right, there you go. Battle of the Big Dogs and Grudge Racing is welcome, correct?
Oh, yeah. We Grudge Racing will be kind of limited, but I mean, we ain't gonna, if somebody got something serious they want to get off, you know, we make time to squeeze it in, man.
Cool. That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. So there you have it. The Battle of the Big Dogs, Mike, 5,028, no clocks. Run what you run. Hope you bought enough long as you're on 28, no willy balls. Winner take all. You got the two Big Dog Pro Mar class is 50,000. I'm assuming that's 25 apiece. And, you know, what is it? He got the Limited Street deal going on. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff. Look like he's got somebody for everybody. He got a little something for everybody. So, I mean, and the money's there. So, no reason why you. I'm going to just go ahead and say it. Because it was the topic of my show today. Dig, Measure, and Win. There ain't no reason for you not to be in the building if you can make it. If you can make it and you're not in the building, and you got to grow you some nuts, man, and come on. leave that sissy shit home, man, you know what I mean? But, all right, you hang around hang around for a little bit, Mike. I'm pretty sure you're going to get interesting in a little bit. And they probably be calling your name. Somebody
okay.
Asking for you. So, all right. Just hold on. I know we ain't got to mute your mic, so. You already know you got to just hang on. I know you ain't going to got nothing to talk about. You ain't going to do the Jay Barnes to me and hold a conversation.
All right. Okay. All right.
All right. 10-4. Now, back to the topic of the day. Topic of the day is Dick Measuring Wednesday. And I say that to say this. Dick Measuring Wednesday. Back over to Montgomery Motorsports this past weekend, Big Drag Benefit Race. There was a lot of dick measuring over there. Tony Wright had his shit out. Cold Killer had his shit out. Lil Rick had his shit out. Johnny Realtree had his shit out. And everybody down talking about who dig the biggest. Who going to do what? What is going to do? How they going to do it? Where they going to do it at? And I just mean all week long. I mean, Realtree, Cold Killer, Lil Rick. Shit, they've been going through it. Donye was just on a Wild Man show. He done pulled his little Peter Wee out. Well, he done went and bought him a little dick pump. So he trying to pump it up to get the size. So I mean, everybody on 28. I mean 29 is going dick measuring crazy right now. Cold Killer, undefeated record. He been down for a while. Putting his car together, and he finally came out with it, and he dialed and got it tested, and he came out kicking ass and taking names. So far, he undefeated. Johnny Realtree, he had his car out, made a few revisions to it. He took a couple L's, went back in the shop and came back out, and I heard him say since he'd been back out the shop and got right, he hadn't been defeated. Lil Rick, he doing his thing. I mean, I don't know what his record is right now, but he every shootout seem like every shootout he winning it. So I mean, right now, you know, they always used to say, black guys be hung real low.
But right now we got two white guys coming up through the bunch who running with the baddest of the baddest right now. So like I said, the topic of the show today is Dick Measuring Wednesday. It's gonna be we gonna find out who Dick gonna be the biggest, because if I'm not mistaken, we got a lock in for the 19th. We got a lock in for Mike Hill races on November 2nd, if I'm not mistaken. It'll be Real Tree and Cold Killer. But before Cold Killer can get to him, it's going to be Little Rick and Cold Killer. Little Rick said he can't wait. Put him to the front of the line. Down on Cold Killer as he go. Oh yeah, everybody sleep. Everybody sleep. Everybody say they always say white boys can't jump, and this, that, and other, and you know, but they gotta remember when porno first started way back in the day, they had this white guy by the name of John Holmes. White guy, white brother hung real low. So Lil Rick and Real Tree is the John Holmes of girls racing. They coming up there swinging, knocking motherfuckers out left and right. Okay, I got to give Lil Rick his props. He fucked my main man up. Big Low, knocked Big Low dick in the dirt. I mean, he got them pretty eyes on the ticket, but so far. You got to tell Low, you got to get his inches up, man. I got to get my dog a pump or something, man, because we got to put a stop to all this shit. Since my dog been having a little mishap, everybody beating on their motherfucking chest. Cold Killer talking about when he can get some of Big Homie. Lil Rick done had some of Big Homie. Real Tree done had his way with my man. Oh, man, they doing my dog in like a red-headed stepchild right now, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they doing low end right now, man. But my dog was one of the pioneers of this shit, and we going to get back. Well, we back the way we need to be. We just got a few more little hills we got to smooth over, and we'll have them smooth over here shortly. And as soon as we get smooth over, Cold Killer on deck, Rick on deck, Real Tree on deck, Tony Wright on deck, Kanye on deck, and any other motherfucker on 29 on deck.
I hear you. That sounds like a hell of a hit list.
Hey, yeah, man. Hey. Yes, sir.
I don't know, man. I just got a why. Why I just said they might get it on the 19th, or I don't really know. And I ain't never seen these numbers before. So
well, I tell you. They say, who might get it on the 19th, Pop?
He say them boys might get it from Big Low on the 19th. I mean, it came from a 7-something area code, so I don't really know. Well, I can tell you, and stay tuned.
They said, oh, they might get it on the 19th. Man, ain't no pressure, bro. Hey, the 19th, where it is, that's Cold Killer show. That's Cold Killer show. I got to ask you, kid. So
mm-hmm.
with the topic of the day, I'm going to let you start it off. Who's the biggest dick of them all right now?
Well, got to go with the Cold Killer, man. The Great White. He's showing up and showing out.
So kid, Cold Killer is. Hey, Cool Chief, I got to tell you, you said about the white guy, but what about the black guy from back in the day? So yeah, if he's saying if you saying it's John Holmes, who you gonna call Cold Killer?
Yo, you there?
Yeah,
yeah.
You heard?
No, I'm back, bro. I got a phone. I had to slide over to the other line real quick. I didn't hear nothing that happened just now.
Well, the kid said it had to be Cold Killer, and I asked you, since you gave white guys a name, who was the black guy in the back in the day that got a name? Because that's what we'll have to call Cold Killer again. Huh?
Okay. Well. I ain't gonna say back in the day. Well, I mean, I watch porn. And I mean, I'm pretty sure we all do.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna call Cold Killer Wesley Pipes, a drag racer.
Okay.
Either Wesley Pipes or drag racer.
All right.
Hey, he arrested Pipes of drag racing, Real Tree and Little Rick John Holmes, drag racing.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have to say, if I have to pick a dick, if I got to be a dick rider, because that was my topic last week, dick riding. I ain't riding nobody dick, but if I had to pull one, I'm gonna have to pull a Little Rick, man. And I love the guy, as a person, and I love his program. How he runs his program, and everything he set out to do, he do it. And I just like the way he runs his operation. So when it comes to the dick measuring contest, Low my main man now. Low is my main man. I'm ride or die with that. Rain, sleet, snow. I tell you what I do. I ride all the way. I leave Miami, Florida Saturday morning to drive all the way to Jackson Saturday to race, to leave the track Saturday night to turn all the way to try to go back home. That's how much I love the brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how much I love the brother, and I love my team. But if I had to pull a dick right now, today, I got two hands on Mr. John Holmes, Little Rick, my man right now. Cold Killer, I like you, but you got a fight on your hand, brother. Whenever y'all meet up on the 19th or whatever the case may be, you got a fight on your hand. I mean, I hate to talk about Cold Killer while he ain't on the phone, but That's who dick I'm pulling. I'm pulling little Rick dick with two hands. Wide open.
What kind of car Little Rick got?
He got a Camaro.
Okay.
He got a Camaro, I think 69.
Okay.
29, 10-5 car.
Oh, okay.
He's definitely not outclassed. I mean, all these cars are right around the same style and caliber, pretty
mm-hmm.
much set up similar to one another.
Right, okay.
So with that being said, that's who I'm pulling for. That's who dick I'm pulling on right now. T5, is it on you? Then we can go to the lines, brother.
Yeah, what's going on, True Chief? I got the only number I got up with the hand up. Hold on 1 second. 219-2285. You're on live with Cool Chief.
Indiana.
219-2285. You're on live with Cool Chief. You sure that ain't, no, as they call it, South Carolina? 219-2285. You're on live with Cool Chief.
It's Indiana number.
Yeah, but they ain't answering like they from South Carolina.
Hey, T-F, sometimes you gotta let them breathe, man. You know, it take balls to get on these shows and not lie behind a keyboard and, you know, say certain things and, you know, voice your opinion and let your opinion be heard. So everybody don't want to talk. You know what I mean? But
I'm gonna see if he wanna talk. I'm gonna leave his mic open and ain't gonna cut him off. You know, and, you know, say he got the wrong show, wrong channel, wrong time. But I'll leave him open. Just because he come back to his senses, he ain't right a little short, but the South Carolina. Hey, I got a 478-1750. You're on live with
me. What's going on, Trevor? Good hell, boy.
Who am I speaking with?
Hellboy.
Yo, Hellboy, what's good to talk to you, brother?
I can't call it. I think we need to change the name of the show, the topic, to Wet Pussy Wednesday.
Okay, that works.
Because half them guys all trying to make Cold Killer change his whole program. They want to tell that man where to race, what tie to run, all this and that. You know, you just can't come tell the man he got to run 28 or drag radio or this or that. You know, you can't come out there claiming to be the baddest trying to tell that man to change his program. That's how he came out. That's how he said it called. So that's how he want to run.
True that.
You know, that's just real talk. And that ain't knocking none of them guys. You know, I heard Realtree say it the other day, get on 28, and he'll get to his ass. But I'm like, hell, that man ain't set a car 28. So,
well,
so, it's hard to say he home and the John Holmes and all that.
I tell you what. Get him not just call 28. He going to fuck him up. I like John Holmes.
Okay, now that's a fair statement. That's fair. But what did Cold Killer on? He on 29, right?
No, I'm not talking about the Cold Killer. I'm just saying any nitrous car on 28, I like. I got to ride with John Holmes. He doing his thing. He fucking the grub game up.
All right. Now that's cool, though. But for him to tell Cold Killer to run 28, and tell me this, when they locked in the other day, did they specify what tire they going to run? Because I heard Realtree calling 28.
Hey, Hellboy, we got a correction on that. They're on 29s, and I think they're going to run an hour before the shootout. So they're going to run an hour before the shootout, and Realtree just went ahead and set the challenge on 29.
You said they're going to run in the shootout.
Run before the shootout.
Oh, okay.
1 hour before the shootout.
Right, because just the other night, like I said, when I heard him on the show, nobody ever specified. I know Realtree was asking for 28, but nobody, when they locked in, nobody ever said anything about what time that they were going to run an hour before the shootout.
If
it's being confirmed, you know, props to Realtree was stepping up, you know, running like Colt.
Without a doubt. Cruzy.
Yo, I'm here, brother.
You got a 912-6099. You on live with Cruzy.
Yeah, this is Lil Rick.
Hey, Lil Rick, my brother.
What you doing, boy? Hey, I was just going to tell him I didn't tell him to change nothing. I wanted him just the way he was.
Oh. Hey, Lil Rick.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
I got to ask you a question. Is Coochie calling you John Holmes? I want to know, do you spit on that thing first, or you just go straight in?
Just leave it dry.
God, oh my.
Hey, that lets you know he gonna leave a prick when he pushed down in.
That's what I heard, bro.
check it after we got it back in, so we drove all the way out there hoping we had it fixed. And right time I pulled up, Tony said, "Let's go. What we're gonna do? We're gonna lock in something." And I said, "Well, let me make one pass and we'll do it." Well, I made one pass, and then Tony tried to crank his car, and it would never crank no more the rest of the day.
Is this the man that brings 10 cars to the racetrack?
Yeah, he had two there. One of them was doing good, and then this other one, they couldn't crank it. They did work on it now. They worked on it 3 or 4 hours trying to get it to crank, and he never could.
Shit, after they say you made that hell of a pass out there, I wouldn't have tried to crank that motherfucker either.
I don't comment on that.
Lil Rick, I'm just going by what they wrote on the board. Now, I wasn't there. You know, due to the circumstances of my main man, you know, I had a little truck problem, but at the same time, I'm just going by what I read on the board, and I can't even tell you, I just had action.
Yeah, that's what happened, though. That's exactly what I said. And it was all good, though. Everything turned out. Old boss, he bowed down, and he was stuck down there on return lane, and you know what I did the way I am. I went and got him with the four-wheeler and pulled him back myself. Now, you can't beat that, can you?
that's classic, man. You can't ask no more. You can't ask for a better racing buddy in the field than Lil Rick and his wife and Bridgetree, because they got stuff you need. They gonna make sure you get it, man. And I can tell you that from personal experience.
Hey, Johnny. I'm John. I'm sorry, Lil Rick.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is man Crew Chief, right?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
What's going on, man? So basically, what you did was after Tony Bowles broke down on the return road, you went on here and got your picked up your four wheeler and went down there and got him and told him I ain't got no rope. Only thing I got left is a little dick. Just grab on and let me pull you all back to the trailer.
You know I ain't going there now, but I went down there and helped him. I don't know if he was broke down or he just shut it off and wanted to pull it back to read the plugs, and nobody didn't have no way to get it back. So Cowboy said, let me get the four-wheel and go get him. I said, nah, I'm going to go get him. You just sit right here where you at. I'm going by myself. So I went down there and got him and pulled him back. I just wanted to prove a point. You never know when you need somebody.
You're absolutely right about that, brother. You're absolutely right about that. Hey, like I say, you got my vote, Lil Rick. I mean, I know it might not mean much to other people, or might not mean much altogether, but I respect you as a man, first and foremost, as a person, and I love your operation. I love how you do what you do in the grudge game. And when you doing it the way you're doing it, you can't do nothing but stay on top, man. It's hard to beat. That's what they call good karma. You know what I mean? Good
things. Yeah, that's right. Hey, we believe in that karma, because it will get you. If you don't believe it, you'll be the first one to be got with it.
Yep, good karma. So keep doing what you're doing, brother. And I'm glad you listened to the show. I didn't even know you was on the show. Like I said, I'm glad you listening to the show, and you can hang around. And if anybody got anything to say, do you plan on getting it on with Geronimo?
Do I plan on getting it on with Geronimo?
Yeah.
I got all tangled up with all that. Geronimo this, Geronimo that, Tony Vines, and it stopped me from racing. So I decided that ain't what I'm worried about. I know I can outrun him. We just had problems. And I got over that, so I got to go on. You know, I can't just sit there and focus on Tony while everybody else is racing and me sitting at the house. I'm not fixing to do that no more.
Okay. That's what's up.
And I'm not knocking Tony or nothing, saying nothing bad. I just want to go on. There's too many other people out there. Tony's not the fastest. I want to run the fastest.
Well, one thing about it, you damn sure stepped up when you stepped in Cold Killer. And I think that's probably going to be probably one of your toughest races to date. I mean, I love you. I don't like how you did my partner Big Low, but that's all in racing. But you got a hell of a fight on your hands. When you logged in for the Cold Killer race, you logged in for Cold Killer race, correct?
Yeah, I'm locked in Cold Killer race and Mike Hill's race, because you know I drive Lethal Weapon.
Okay, that's a big tempo. All right, and you got anything else for Lil Rick, Five?
No, it was great having him on the show for the first time, man. Lil Rick, we appreciate you. You know, we know you listen to those small time crew chief, you know, T5. Glad you being on the show, brother.
Yeah, I couldn't wait to Wednesday to listen to it. I've been waiting all week. Hey, before I go, though, I'm going to stand around, but I got somebody else want to say hey to y'all. Hold on just a minute.
Okay.
Crew Chief. Crew Chief.
Hey, darling, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you and T5? Y'all good?
Yeah, I'm just on the clock. I'm on the clock. If you hear a little background noise, you got to excuse me. I'm outside the truck right now. I'm on the clock. I'm going to put my phone back on mute. You go ahead and talk to T5. I'll come out to you as soon as I get back in the truck.
Okay. Just wanted to tell y'all that we enjoyed being with y'all down in Valdosta, and I was sad that y'all couldn't make the trip to Montgomery, but next time y'all be able to. But I just wanted to tell y'all we enjoyed it, and here's Rick.
Oh, yeah, we enjoyed it, man.
But you eat hot sauce
on your chicken, so you don't even know how to say. You don't
know. It is, this is mouth sauce, man. It's not even hot sauce.
Well, we got somebody
with
playing on TV in the background.
All right, well, when you find out who it is, Father, you find out who it is, just mute their mic, bro.
All right, I found him. What's your next segment? You don't have no callers with their hands up. We still got Kid on from Chicago and Hellboy. Am I correct? Hellboy, you still on Hellboy?
Yeah, I'm still on. I'm just listening.
Okay. What's your next segment, Coochie? Or are you going to turn it into what Hellboy say? Wet. What was
okay.
It, Hellboy?
Nah, don't do that yet. I got to get out there, get the name back out there.
Well, you know, but, man, I have to make sure what you called it wasn't
going to
be. I had to find out, you know, you want to rename it.
I said call it Wet Pussy Wednesday.
That's all.
Well, it's a lot of crying stuff about it. Like I said, probably Field Street for, you know, stepping up front at 29. I was just going by what I heard the other night on other show.
Oh, yeah. I say, man, like Coochie said, man, them boys stepped up to, you know, Johnny Realtree surprised me and him and Lil Rick. I mean, they was on the phone and Johnny told him, man, I'm tired of that, man. We gonna lock on one or whatever for whatever. Johnny said that. He surprised me, man. I called Coochie. He was on the clock. I said, man, you better turn on the show, man. Johnny done lost his damn mind.
Hey, Father, you know the best part about what Johnny Realtree did?
What's that?
He's not sideline racing. You know what I mean? When I say that, I mean he's a car owner or he's affiliated with a car that when he says something, it's guaranteed action.
Right.
You know what I mean, we have a lot of issues. It's always been an issue, but now more than ever, you get a lot of people beating on their chest about this, that, and the other. You know, they're not affiliated with a car. They just be around a car, and, oh, yeah, they say, well, we can do this and we can do that, and then when it comes time to do it, it can't be done. Like Realtree told Cold Killer. Man, if Tyke can't lock in or whatever, set the race up, then he needs to be quiet. I mean, I don't know the operation or what they got going on or how they got going on. That's not my call. But I'm not trying to pick on Tyke, man. I just use it as an example.
You said you like Realtree and Lil Rick over Cold Killer, right?
Yeah. Listen. The power that I'm feeling on, my man is Lil Rick. But I'm going to like whatever he sit in. So, yes, I like whatever he sit in. I mean, Cold Killer.
I think Cold Killer holding back right now, honestly. I think it's more to come out that car. I think he really surprised y'all when both cars line up with him.
He not going to surprise me. You're not gonna surprise me, cause I know the capabilities of that. I know the capabilities of Cold Killer, so Cold Killer not gonna surprise. Ain't nothing Cold Killer can do that's gonna surprise me. I know Cold Killer a long time. Like I say, I know the capabilities of Cold Killer. I know when Cold Killer come to race, he come to win. Cold Killer believing in having the best. If he had the best, he shouldn't be no excuse.
You know what I'm saying? I think he gonna show y'all a little bit more. When it comes time for them to race, he's
going to
show y'all a little bit more.
Do I think Cold Killer run his car a lot right now? Fuck no. I know you not. I know you. It ain't time for that right now. But do I think he got a race on his hand? Hell of a race on his hand? Yes.
He got somebody.
Of course.
He got two cars that's gonna push him down through there. He got two cars gonna push him down through there. Now he gonna have to use what he got. He gonna have to go. And my personal prediction on the race is not gonna be who leads first and all that other crazy shit. It's gonna whoever can get to their power. Whoever can get to their power first is gonna put. Whoever can get to their power first is gonna cut the government. Because if one or the other car let the other one turn on before him, it's gonna be ugly. I know Cold Killer was saying, when he get by the 330, what he was gonna do. I done heard Real Tree say when he get to the 330, how he pull away from people. And, it's my personal opinion. It's whoever get to their power first.
Well, Trevor, I say this. Me and you make a $50 bet. I say Cold Killer stretch Real Tree like bubble gum.
You want to say you gonna split him?
I say he stretch him like bubble gum.
You mean gap?
Huh?
Are you talking about a gap?
He gonna stretch him like bubble gum.
You losing it, bro. I'm lost on what you said exactly.
Yeah, I'm saying it's gonna be ugly. I bet there'll be some distance between two. If both of them make the trip, I'd say there'll be a little bit of distance between both of them. And I like Cole.
So, hell, boy, what you're saying is going to be space in between them. That's what you're trying to say?
Now, there's a difference between a gap and space. I'm saying it's going to be a little bit of space between both of them. It might not. It ain't going to be much. Like I said, I believe Cole Killer hold it back. Y'all really finna see what that car can do. And y'all going to go to scratching your heads like, damn.
Well, I'm not gonna scratch my head because Cold Killer got a. You talking about two bad cars? Cold Killer got a bad piece. That he do, and not without a doubt. But, and I do say but, he got a fight on his hands, bro. It ain't gonna be no pushover. I don't think it's gonna be no space. Me personally, I don't think it's gonna be no space. Do I think those cars gonna sit there? Yeah. When both of those cars go through the finish line, regardless who cut the wheel right on, it ain't going to be no space either way. I don't think so. That's my personal opinion.
Well, I mean, you heard Real Tree the other day. He can tell us anything, but he said his car fast on 28. So he's changing his program. That's already.
Man, the man will tell you anything, man. The man will tell you
anything. That's what I said. He's telling me anything.
Let me tell you,
I
hit the Powerball, and I ain't hit a motherfucking thing.
That's right. Are y'all coming up with that truck you got? Y'all coming up with that truck on the 19th?
You better know it. Wait. Hold on.
Hey,
boy, why you asking about the truck?
I don't know. I might be running good enough to step in line with that truck.
What you got, hell, boy?
Now, before you go any further, remember, I'm one of the little guys. I ain't one of these big game guys. I'm one of the little guys.
Well, you got to understand. We little guys, too.
I got one locked in race with Andrew.
Okay. So like I said, man, God willing, and everything go the way it's supposed to go, man, and you keep bringing that thing on in there, man, and you think you ain't good enough, man, you know we can do something.
I'm trying to step out there in that one.
One thing for sure now, when you do that, we ain't losing the
job. I'm going to tell you now, Crew Chief got on the phone the other day like a bell, man. I'm telling you.
what you mean I got on the phone? Like, what you mean I got on the phone like a bear? Motherfucker, I am a bear.
That's what I'm saying.
What's the problem, son? I'm working. I'm listening. I'm working, but I'm listening.
I can't talk too nasty right now. I got my wife in trouble with me right now. I got to be tamed right now.
Well, you need to pull on the side of the road and get out and stand on the side of the road and tell the baby, don't take a second.
Actually, I'm leaving your neck of the woods trying to get back to Atlanta.
Why you come down here on our side of town and call us when you leave?
That's smart, ain't it?
Listen, I don't come in your backyard unless I call. So you come in the backyard, you got to be careful. Now you know you need to call before you come in the backyard.
I'm down there working. I come down there to work. I come down there every day.
Yeah, okay. Hey, we are 334. You are live with Crew Chief. 334-5192, you are live with Crew Chief. 334-5192,
you are live. Some people have no phone etiquette. Get them out of here.
Man, listen, man, I don't know what's going on, Coochie. Man, everybody got their hands up, and they ain't maybe pushing the one button. They ain't saying that.
Sound like the MSD box went out.
Yeah, you said a mouthful of this. And I know there's a lady talking to him, muted or unmuted. So, hell, no, we had a caller come up, and then he, his MSD box went out.
Yeah. Pulled too much timing out. Caught on the line.
Hey, Five, I'm back. What did I miss? You didn't miss nothing, man. He had a caller. I clicked on him, and he didn't say too much. He didn't say nothing. So Hellboy said his MSD box went out.
MSD, what
Hellboy,
what kind of car you got, Hellboy? Let's start with that first.
You got a Mustang.
A Mustang. Yeah, just a Mustang.
All right, Mustang, sir. But I'll try you, though. What happened? What you got, small block Ford?
Yeah, it's got a Ford motor, too. 302 base motor.
Yeah. That's what they all say.
I know, right? That's slick shit.
That's that slick shit right there. Oh, I got a 302 base motor. Yeah, okay. But nevertheless, going
28. Like you said the other day, as long as it's four, you don't give a damn about it.
I'm going in the fire room, Coochie.
Say what, bro?
You said as long as the four
motor,
you don't give a damn about it.
Yeah, 4, 6, or repair daily. You're absolutely right.
Yep.
Well, I know one thing. Next time you come on my network, next time you come on my neck of the woods and don't say nothing, you don't call a brother, send a text or email or something, let us know you here. I'm going to put that CD out on you.
I'll be back down there about 5 o'clock tomorrow.
All right. That sound like a plan.
You need no bell.
What
do
you say? What do you say, Keith?
Crew Chief ain't no bell.
Man, who that is?
Who's
the Cool King?
Oh,
that's
fellow
my compadre.
Who?
Gold Rush, Chief.
Who this is?
Gold Rush. You ain't no bow now.
Man, Gold Rush. You part of Cool Performance or something, ain't it?
That's right.
Yeah, you y'all are the Crayola boys. That's what I call y'all, the Crayola boys. Gold, purple. Bloody Mary, all kind of crazy colors, man. Y'all the Crayola boys, man. What's happening, man? What you got on your mind? I've been on Facebook with Dirty Red.
I really didn't listen to that.
Okay.
That's
the best thing for you. That's the best thing for you. Sit back and listen.
You know, we'll be at the same track soon, so you never know.
Yeah, and you already know me. As you see me at the track, I got oil pressure.
I'm just saying, you upset a lot of people the other day you was on the phone. You upset a lot of people the other day you was on the phone with us.
I upset a lot of people, so I do that every day. Make motherfucker mad. Ask me, do I give a fuck?
Nope.
Yeah, all right.
Hey,
you somebody.
Hey, Cool G.
Since you got Gold Rush on the phone, another Dirty number just came up, 404-8349.
You're on live
with Gucci. What's happening? Man, what in the hell
are
you want, man?
Hey,
Dirty Red.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I heard, man, did you go get them people that punk out money?
Nah.
Gary, I ain't gonna get it to him, but I'm gonna send it.
I ain't gonna get it to him. They too far to go get it to him.
Hey, Dirty Red, hold on, Dirty Red. Hold the fuck on. Hey, Dirty Red, you know me and you are all right?
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you, Dirty Red. You know, this is good, Dirty Red. You could have sent that money with dogs or something about it, Dirty Red. Because I'm still waiting on my goddamn spark plug from your ass. So, Dirty Red, you know what?
Hey, Trevor.
Man,
hey, Coochie. Coochie, no. I know why Dirty Red called in.
Why?
I ain't gonna mess with you today.
I know what you called in for. You heard me say, hey. I know you were wondering why the hell I ain't saying nothing about racing you after I raced Mansfield.
I ain't even said that here, boy. I had to call in to my boy's show. I had to call in.
I ain't gonna say that.
Y'all might go in the bushes. I ain't gonna say that.
Baby, hey. Don't speak your mind, man.
Hey. Hey, one thing I gotta give Dirty Red his props, man. I gotta give Dirty Red his props. Everybody be hard on Dirty Red. I gotta give the man his props. Dirty Red, I'm gonna give you your props. You got some truck painted. And he's playing music in the background. Somebody from the
TV. That's Dirty Red. I ain't got no music in the background. I'm in my truck.
Hey, me too.
You just sound like you
in the bathroom.
I'm telling you.
Hey, on them studio sleep.
Before y'all get on Dirty Red ass, I got another caller. 228-1932. Before y'all get on Dirty Red ass, I got another caller. 228-1932.
Just listen to Dirty Red.
Are you listening to Dirty Red?
That's stupid.
Yeah. What's up, Dirty Red?
Hey, stupid.
Hold on, we're going to let everybody get on Dirty Red ass at one time. I got another Georgia caller just called in. Y'all just hold on. Hey, fuck, fire. We got some background noise for it. We got to find it, bro. It's a day.
Somebody talking with the echo in their phone. That might be mine. Let me get off this speaker thing. I'll be headphones set. Yeah, get out that pilot bag. He in that pilot bathroom. That's shit. Hey, hold on one second. 404-9585. You on live with Coochie. Yeah, how y'all doing, Chris? This Bread Man, one time in your mouth.
Don't get on here with that shit, Bread. I'm sorry. On the phone, Bread.
No, FLA on the phone. Calm down now. Calm down back
here. Hey, what I told y'all. Y'all got palm tree. We got pine up here, man.
You go. There you go. What Dirty Red at? Dirty Red.
Dirty Red is in the seat.
He got out the pilot bathroom. Y'all had to excuse Dirty Red. He was on the speakerphone in the pilot bathroom. Now, the man just said he was in the truck. Now he in the damn bathroom. But Dirty Red, well, you can't get back on this phone. We got so many people want to get a hold of your ass today, boy. Woo-hoo. I don't know if you're going to be calling Dirty Red.
Dirty Red, you got to wash your hands before you get back online.
Hey, I was just calling in and let you know, man, it's a great show, man. I'm going back to mute Red Man one time. In your mouth.
Good, appreciate
you. Hey, Brad, how's up?
Yes, sir. What's up, crew chief? Yes, sir.
Hey, man, how you got the Corleone boys on my show beating on their chest, man?
Hey, man, hey, these guys here, man, they've been waiting to call in and support your show, man. They've been telling me every morning they miss you, man, since the last time you got on the other morning show. They've been saying they miss you and everything, so I guess they doing what they got to do, man. You know what to do.
Hey, I apologize to them. You know, they done switched my hours at my job. You know, they got me on the late night shift right now, so in the morning time I'll be asleep, but, don't hesitate to call. If I happen to hear the phone when it rains, you already know the Crayola boys can get it.
No. We're going to have to catch our other partner, the five. We're going to start catching the number five and letting him get in there and auger a little bit too. You know what I mean? Because I need all the help I can get. You know what I mean? So,
hey, Greg, man, don't start that mess, Greg, man. Don't start it.
Five, and we're going to have to get number five. Highway five.
Brad, you going to get them all on that phone and get them to a track and get them fucked up.
Oh, good God, man. Boy,
you heard that Trevor Allen basket? Did you hear that Trevor Allen basket?
Come on, man.
You got to bank, huh?
Oh, who doing that? Who doing that?
I just heard something.
You just heard about the Trevor Allen basket?
No, I heard something else.
You got to bank,
huh? Listen closely,
yeah,
Poochie.
Yeah. You got 1-1.
Oh,
Gucci got 1-1.
Well, wait, wait a minute. For the guy that said he got 1-1, state your name so we know where it's coming from.
Yeah, this Coop crew. This Coop, what's going on, man?
This Coop or this
doing
Coop?
Doing
all right
this
evening?
Yeah, Coop King, you doing all right? Coop King, you doing all right today?
Hey, take a plane, brother. I'm here.
I was just calling to check in. Just sitting back listening. But I'll take that 1-1 and over you give, Tim. All right, going back to me. Going to blow your booty hole out.
You're going to blow my booty hole?
Yeah.
This ain't Keith the Sadness now. This ain't Keith the Sadness. You say you're going to blow my booty hole.
Yeah. God, come on. Don't do that, crew chief, man. Don't do that, man. You know, you're Georgia boys, man. You know how we do it.
Man.
Crew chief, that's a Rochester quad. You got to get on top of your motor.
Hey, you said y'all Georgia boys. You ain't nowhere from around Atlanta, is it?
Nah, man. I'm in the country, man. The town I stay in, they got but one store, man.
Man, if you ain't walking around the rest, man, the boys there. Y'all got a lot of fun boys up there.
I stay in the woods, man. Ain't but one store in the little town.
But
I stay
good,
in one store and one red light. Yeah.
Yeah, you good there? You over there? You good?
Down there where you at? Ain't nothing but a bunch of dark gold teeth and bright ass colors.
Yep. That's what they call the city. If you get your ass out
right,
of the woods, you'll see that from time
right,
to time.
Ride around them dogs.
Damn right. They got dunks on more than you have.
Y'all still around them ICW 85 Hamels.
Man, hold
on. Don't hate on us because, man, y'all like to ride around them John Deere trailers, man. John Deere tractors, man. Don't hate on us now.
Ain't nothing wrong with a John Deere tractor. John Deere tractor called more than your house.
No, it don't.
hey, Five, I did want to ask you, though, Five, are you locked in with anybody in any big races? Because, you know, I heard you've been running pretty good.
Man, listen, man. I was actually supposed to go out there and get Gadget, man, but you know, due to my man Big Low and Naked, I ain't get a chance to get him. I think we're gonna try to get him over the Cold Killer race on the 19th. That's the plan. And
I'll take the back tie and hit from you with a small block.
Yeah.
Man, listen,
Hellboy. You give me the back tie and the hit. I try for a little something.
Listen, man. Hellboy, no offense, brother. I don't even know what the break is because I just started driving. But if you get that back tie with your car.
No.
I'm a little tired too, man. I just started driving.
You ain't just started driving. I know Brad for years. He speak highly of you. I know about you. I know as far as watch you and Big Low. Ain't no dummies over here now.
Now, listen here, boy, let me tell you, now, you know, Brad Man could have misinformed you a little bit because both cars look red. So he might have been talking about Big Low, and you just got the
story mixed up. Your car red with the red wheels on it, whole shot, black fenders, they Shelly racing engine on the back.
Hold on,
serial number 25968789
Damn.
I know everything, boy. I do my research.
Hey, Hellboy, let me tell you something. I know you're selling the bull crap with the bull crap because ain't no serial number in no red car. Ain't no serial number in no red car.
Ain't no speed limit.
Serial number.
Hold on, Fire. You said that wrong. Ain't no serial number in no backwoods race car. We got a backwoods boogie. Now, if you go get one of them,
I wasn't talking about the serial number on the race. I was talking about the serial number on the casting of the big cheap head.
Oh.
I know everything.
Well Hellboy, you gotta understand this. You gotta understand this, Hellboy. You know, you can find anything in the woods and put it together. You know that, right?
Yes, sir. I got one myself. And it run like two.
Well, that means you don't need it now. You can just go head up there.
It run like you're putting together in the woods. It's some bullshit.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Hellboy, you ain't going to get me with that, because guess what? Let me just show you. Coop King on the phone.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Coop King said he had a hay truck that runs faster than my car. So I know you ain't talking about that.
So what up, man?
Come on, now. I only have a car.
don't do that, Hellboy. Hellboy, don't do that. I might get some action.
I think T5 won't get away that time. Yeah, I know. You got T5. You can't fool up, man. You know all about your car, man.
Who that talking to?
Man, we know everything
about your car.
We know all about y'all. We know when y'all swap motors. We know when y'all swap motors. We know when you take your motor and put in Bread Man car, take the cooler out of Bread Man car and put in your car. We know everything.
I ain't studying
y'all boy from Florida.
I don't think Bread Man won't nothing that slow in his car, because Coop King said he had a hay truck that was faster than my car. So I think y'all need to talk to the people that y'all hang around with now.
Man, I ain't never said that, man. I want the back tie and the brake for you.
Hey, you gotta remember, man. All information ain't good information. So just because you hear it, don't mean it's good. Now,
I tell you what, y'all get smoke on the phone too. They get his ass on. He said he's making a comeback with the gangster smirk.
Hey, Hellboy, and you know what he say? You heard what he say? All good news ain't good news. Right? And our money ain't
right. No, sir. Well, it depends on who got it.
Hey, all right, now.
Just go back to your man, Coop King. Now, you got to remember what I told you. All money ain't good money. Just remember that now.
Oh, T5, you can get away that back tie in the break.
Yeah, I can't run no car like that.
You're right. I can't run no car like Coop King car. You exactly right. Only thing we can do is probably sit down side by side. Man, that man got a real beast over there. He's just trying to stay. He's trying to stay in the color right now.
I got a ball block. I got 23-degree head. Ain't that what y'all call a 23-degree head?
Man, what that mean? What that mean?
It's a small block. It got a full interior.
Man, what that mean? It ain't our fault you got the seats in the motherfuckers. So why you telling us that? Take the motherfuckers out then. If you feel like that's a good advantage, that's a reason for you to do it. Take the motherfuckers out and get on the
street. It's a street car. It's a street car.
Okay, well, you need to stay in your lane then. You need to stay in the street car lane. You need to wait on the man girl to shut up and really shoot out and attend that motherfucker. Until then, sit your street car ass down.
If I win against Mandrill, I'll light fire to yours.
You'll do what?
That crew chief talking, right?
Yeah, this crew chief, you'll do what? Speak English.
If I beat Mandrill, I'll take that same money and light fire to your ass right after that 30-minute cooldown.
Hey, when you plan on raising Mandrill?
On the 19th. Great.
On the 19th?
Man,
that's
going to be the place to be, 19th, making national drag race.
You would think I was getting
paid for promoting that race.
Man, listen. I tell you what.
Get his ass, crew chief. Get his ass.
I tell you what. I'm gonna wait till we close the show.
And I can respect that.
You ain't got this motherfucker a week before the show, goddammit.
Hey, I'm not gonna argue with you no more. You said you'll wait a week before the show. You know, I respect that, so I'll leave it alone. But until then,
T5,
give it a back time here.
Hey, hold on. Hellboy, you said it. You threatened my name, man. Then when you fuck Mandrill up, what happened to Mandrill? Fuck you up. And you still gonna go run this fucking race, crew chief?
If Mandrill whipped my ass, I gotta sit my ass down.
He gonna tuck his dick. Sit on his shoulder and take a piss.
I'm gonna just fold it back. I ain't gonna tug it. I'm gonna fold it back. Just split it. Split my nuts. That may look like camel toe.
Crew chief, yo,
get his ass. Yes, sir. Get his ass.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. I'm on your ass.
Now, Dirty Red, he just told your dust.
He know he gonna get
you. Got about it. You
trying to put
somebody
on? I'm gonna
give you a chance
to taste it.
Do they got any strip clubs in your area? No, not in my damn area. Ain't a damn strip club around here. Crew chief, he don't know about them. He know about the Hishi strip club. That's it. He got VIP access to all the Hishi.
Hey.
You see Hangover 2? You see Hangover 2?
Yeah.
Remember when he went in that club?
All that shit up y'all way in that little. We ain't got none of that shit down here. Do you hear Cruz say that shit?
I say Jonesboro.
That damn near Atlanta. That's what we call Atlanta.
Well, Billy, I say it happened.
They steal Atlanta.
Damn all that. You've been shaking ass for the last. You've been ducking me since I knocked fuck in your ass.
I ain't been ducking you. I told you earlier, when your shit ain't ready, you gotta shit the fuck up.
Man, you've been to the track. We was making one time. Both of us was there. That Friday night, you was running, I was running.
My shit fucked up that Friday night, and you're fucked up that next day.
Man, that ain't it. See?
You're
at least would have got a race off.
Huh?
We could have gotten in out that damn Friday if I fucked it up Friday.
Man, I want to climb on your ass then.
I sure want to climb on you after that damn pass. I can't climb on shit. I ain't been out since then.
Man, hey, you know what they always do, right? They say you can't go to passes when the motherfucker blow up.
I done been there three times. And that motherfucker, hey, slower than a motherfucker. What color is truck, crew G? What color dirty red truck is? His voice sound familiar. That bitch, Ninja Turtle Green. 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 That bitch, Ninja Turtle Green.
Icy boy.
What the fuck, you gonna change your name? I said, God dang, Dirty Red. I'm saying Dirty Red. Who in the hell is Dirty Red for the truck? Come on, man. Y'all need to stop this here. I mean, y'all gonna change your name. At least give me a flyer or something.
Hey, Dirty Red.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, man. Who painted your truck, bro?
Me and one of my buddies down there way.
Oh, you,
the name of the shop, Candy Apple Monkey. That's what it is, Candy Apple Monkey paint job.
Hey, crew chief. He talking Candy Apple Monkey, but I bet you he won't draw down on that motherfucker.
I bet y'all will.
You won't lock in for Cold Killer Ray.
We already locked.
Man, you ain't locked. You trying to get crew chief after you and Mandrell get to.
Hey, well, if I can find another duck, why not?
Oh, so you saying crew chief a duck? Okay, well I stay out of that then.
Oh. Quack. Hey, I'm a motherfucking duck. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with being a duck. You gotta pluck this motherfucker. If you don't pluck this duck, and you fuck around and let this duck pluck you, then we gonna see who's in the motherfucking truck.
All I can say is I hope them feet paddling up.
We gonna keep doing all the quacking. Hey, crew chief. Y'all hold on, I got another caller, 252-2201. You're on live with Crew G. 225-2201.
That's this.
But your hands, why you bash the butt? Hold on one second, I got another caller. 224-6386.
Y'all don't know that about him.
224-6386. Yeah, he got back. Sounds like somebody at the bus station. Waiting on their Greyhound.
I don't know. I'm going to go in the private room and see if you're not getting it. He put his hand up. He might have had something to say.
Hold on. Go ahead. Hey, Dirty Red, the reason why I asked you who painted that motherfucker, why in the fuck they painted the headlights on that? They were trying to come and try to take them up.
Nah, that was something I did, though. Yeah.
Huh?
That was something I did.
God damn, well, you need to leave the paint gun alone, homie. Paint gun on cars, not headlights.
Nah, it was meant to be painted here.
IBR's finest. Hey, y'all have a good one, man. I got to get up out of here. You know, some folks got to get up there, man. But, hey, y'all hang in there, man. We'll get back up on y'all on the flip side. Brett, man,
All right, Brett. All right, Brett.
Hey, Deadhead.
Yeah.
Man, so what we going to do, man? Quit ducking me, man.
We going to do I ain't ducking you. I damn sure ain't ducking you. That's one thing I ain't doing. I ain't ducking no fucking truck.
Man, you was on Facebook talking about what the fuck you were gonna do, lock me in after you shake down. I'm trying to find out what the fuck happened to the shakedown. Why I ain't got no lock in yet?
Well, it's coming. The date ain't got here yet. It's coming now.
Oh man, the date
ain't coming yet. I got like he just said. I got some easy ducks in hell of you.
Oh.
I got an easy duck on the line now ahead of you.
Who you got?
Hell boy, and then keep better not move.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Dirty Red, I'm going to tell you, I got a 2014 bullshit meter. You just hit the highest number on that motherfucker.
Hey, that might be a bullshit meter, but I bet you they won't lock me in.
I don't know about all that.
I don't think nobody going to lock you in the way they were talking earlier. Did you run off with some lock-in money?
I ain't run off with lock-in money. I wasn't there. That was some more bullshit. We ain't talking. Lock me in for cold killer race.
I said the other day
after you and Mandrill. You trying to get on Coochie, man. You skipping over me.
I said if I beat Mandrill, I'll turn around and run you.
You just told Coochie the same thing.
Coochie don't even know if he's coming.
He coming.
Oh, I'll be there. Whoa. I'll be there.
Goddamn
lot.
Okay, here's what we do. Here what we do. You two race, and I take the whip.
No, we ain't talking about that. You said after you and
Mandrill. No. I take the
whip.
You two race, I take the whip.
No, I'm racing you first. You an easy duck.
You don't tell me what the fuck I'm going to do. I'm telling you what the fuck you
going to
do. Your red ass.
I'm running you. I want you.
You going to do what I tell you. Then you get contracts because you do what I tell you. What?
Dirty Red, you know I can't lock nobody in after my race.
I'm sorry, Keith.
No, you know I got my car signed up for one pad that day.
God damn.
That's it.
Okay, I'm going to leave you alone then. I'm on Hellboy head then. I'm going to leave you alone then, Keith.
Okay, damn trouble. I'll run you after I run
in
trail if I win
with Mandrill. Hey, you know what's how I motor up again with my little small ass shit.
Yeah, I damn sure do. That's the same one Hellboy got, ain't
it? Huh?
Oh, my motor's smaller than cheap.
You a damn lie. I got a 289 base motor.
That same block. Let's go.
Coochie.
Yeah.
Hey,
every time,
boy.
I want to know one thing. Did he write 289 on the side of the first?
What you say? Don't believe everything everybody tells you.
Hell no.
Hey, Coochie, if I get by that car, I got to run. You a Dirty Red child, flip a coin.
I want him, Coochie. Damn that. I want him.
What's the problem?
I want him. You ain't got to say nothing. I want him.
What he said? I ain't hear. Man, I'm working. Man, I'm working and doing the show at the same time.
He said, if he get by hell, boy, he told me you to flip a coin.
No, I got
hell,
boy. No. I got Mr. Mason.
I mean, if he get by Mr. Mason, he told me you to flip a coin. Don't flip that coin. I want it.
You run it again. I'll run the win out of you. I'll run the win out of between you and him. I'm out of you.
Good.
Yo. Hey, this is Lil Rick.
Yeah, what happened, Lil Rick?
No, I'm fixing to call it tonight. I got to get up and go to work early in the morning. I'm going to leave it with y'all tonight. It was good being on the show.
Okay, appreciate it, Rick. Hold on, I'm
sweet
sorry. Appreciate it, y'all home.
Sweet dreams, Lil Rick. Sweet dreams.
I appreciate it, y'all. Y'all take care.
All right. See you, folks.
All right.
Hey, Dirty Red, who you talking to? Who that is talking? That ain't
Hellboy. That is Hellboy I was talking to.
What you say, boy?
I said, down on your ass, I'm going. We really ain't got to wait till the 19th, you know.
Yes, we do.
We ain't got to unless there's a reason that you got to.
I'm telling you, I got you. I'm a one-man operation over here. I can't afford to go racing every weekend.
Okay. All right. Well, I want your ad. How much you and Mandrill locked in for?
We just going to do a little five. That's all, just five.
How much, man, you going to do it for?
If I win, I'll take that same five and put five on.
Okay, well, I can't say nothing about that then. I was going to make up a good stipulation, but I can't say nothing about that then. I'll be waiting on your Huckleberry.
You was going what? You was going what?
I was finna say something, but now I can't say nothing.
I was finna tell you,
I pay out them, I pay Mandrell punk out, but I ain't no need to be paying that punk out. You gonna bet the $500 back, so I just wait.
Nah, you give me the back tie, I try a little more.
Yeah, damn.
I just said I try a little more, you give me the back tie.
Nah, I ain't got nothing to do with that back tie. You got two of them.
Oh, no.
Man, God. Who the fuck on the show? Who the fuck the show up? Somebody on the phone begging. Come out the back top.
That's the same one. You know, it got to be that same one you were just talking to.
Who was that? Kuki?
Don't you say it.
Hey, girl.
There you go. That's why the gauntlet has been drawn.
Gucci, it wasn't nobody but Hell Carol. You already know.
Now, I want to know who the baddest S10 on the phone. That's what I want to know. I bet
me.
Now, that's what I'm saying. Oh.
Me? Gucci?
Oh. I, literally.
Okay. Well, what y'all going to do to prove it?
I am gonna prove mine on that same day, but I'm getting your ass before the damn truck shoot out.
Listen, hell boy.
Yes, sir, Trevor Allen Bosket.
That's Trevor. Hold on, let me correct that. That's Trevor All In Basket. All In, not Allen. All In.
It's All In Basket. All In Basket. Okay. Yeah, see what the exit. All In Basket.
Okay. All right. So with that being said, hey, I'm gonna say this right here, and Dirty Red can agree with this motherfucker all the way. You can't melt Dirty Red down and pull him on me, man.
I can't agree with it.
You cannot pull. You cannot melt that boy down and put him on me, man.
I can't agree with that.
Well,
man, you want to
lock in so bad, Dirty Red? Y'all lock in.
Quit, me and Crew Chief, we gonna run that day. You quit dodging this ass whipping, I'm trying to get you.
Hey, ain't no we. Just lock. You try to lock me in quick. Lock his ass in. You're scaring me.
Me and him got something going on different. We gonna get all.
No, the fuck we don't. We got the same shit going on. I'm trying to get on your ass. Don't try to put that
you
shit on like
you going to get it. I'm telling
listen,
you, you going to get it. And I guarantee you're going to wish you had a grab to hold to it.
Listen, why you don't do me before the shootout then, goddamn? Why you don't lock me in before the shootout?
Because I'm trying to get Hellboy to lock in.
I'm calling Red Rock. I can't run with you. Now what? You got
okay,
to run Trevor Allen Bosket.
I figured it.
Okay, now what? What you gonna do?
Man, we gonna do it. It ain't got close to the 19th yet. We gonna do it.
Well, no, you try to lock me in just quick. Lock his ass in just quick. So you thought I was gonna get somebody.
Hey,
the only reason you wanna run me, the only reason you wanna lock me in, because I'm untested. That's all.
I tell you what I do. You ain't gonna tell me a goddamn thing. I suggest what I do for you. If you can get
I
that motherfucker to a track next weekend, you got that back tie.
I just told you I'm not coming back to the 19th.
Okay, then. You just said you untested. That means you need to be doing some testing.
Don't worry about what I'm doing. I'm waiting to do some testing.
I'll be back testing next week.
So you want to do something straight out of the trailer?
Straight up. Me and you straight out of the trailer. Lock that in. Me and you going straight out of the trailer.
You goddamn right. I ain't got no problem with that, motherfucker. I'll put a sight
on
that.
Hold on, not you.
I'll
I thought it was Hellboy.
No. This is cool.
I can't come straight off the trailer with you. I got to get some testing.
Boy, if some cow motherfuckers want that guaranteed GW.
Yeah, if I can get that guaranteed money, I'll take that any day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Motherfuckers ain't got no heart no more. They ain't willing to gamble.
Hey, I ain't got no heart, but I'm trying to draw down on your ass.
Hey, man, hey, Dirty Red looking for some push down push.
Exactly. I call Red Rock.
If that push down, is it better, than the other one?
I call Red Rock. Now lock that man in.
Okay.
You ain't going to do it because you scared.
I ain't scared. I'm trying to run you. Like
no,
I said last
no.
time, I got a fight to run him down the track. You easy money. You the easy one. I'm gonna get all year if you ever get it.
I hope you think that too, boy. I hope you think that.
You the easy one. If I ever can get a chance to grab a hook to your ass, you're gonna be the easiest one all year. Crew chief, I got a fight with him good.
I'm telling you now. That shit you did last 2 weeks ago, that loud ass torque converting them damn truck mufflers and shit.
And that little fucked up pad will fuck your world up.
I promise you it would.
I'm trying to get it to you. Why you bagging up from it?
There you go.
I'm asking you why you bagging up from it.
Like I said, I'm racing Mandrill first, then I'll go straight to your ass.
Okay, well when you get close to that day, we can do that. We can lock that in. If you after you and Mandrill, man, you get it on.
Lock in as soon as we come in through the gate.
Lock in. What you want to lock in? It don't matter.
We'll do 2-on-5 or better.
2-on-5 or better. That's a lock.
Hold on, y'all doing y'all gonna do 200 on 500 or better?
Crucci, if he wanna run for $100, I'm gonna run him for $100.
No, I'm just no, bro.
Yeah, it's
2-on-500
or better.
Okay, I'm thinking y'all talking about 1,000. That's why I'm trying to clarify, bro. I'm gonna say, God damn, Dirty Red, I want some of that.
I wish he would lock in some shit like that.
Hey, these are working, man.
If he locked in some shit like that, he got the back tie.
Okay, if I lock in what? You give me the back tie?
If you lock in at 2,000 or 5,000 or better, what crew chief thought you was saying, you got the back tie.
Well, I got all the pennies and all that.
If you lock that in, you got that back tie. You ain't got to beg for it no more. If you lock some shit like that in, you got that back tie. You ain't got to beg for that.
Well, you just hold that thought. It might change.
It ain't going to change. Crew chief, he made $200 on $500 or better.
That's what I said.
Nah, he was just trying to make sure that what you were saying. I know what you were saying. He just wanted to make sure.
You let me get a whole entourage and all that shit.
What you mean, whole entourage?
Well, you get your daddy, your uncle, your daddy,
That's a thing I can tell you. Anybody that know me real good, when they know me at the track, my daddy don't bet a dime when we out there racing.
Yes, he do.
My daddy don't bet a dime when we out there racing.
I'm not gonna talk to him for a hundred.
Yeah, I know that's a lie. I know that's a lie. When we at the track, he don't bet a damn when we out there damn racing.
Well, like I said, I'll do 2-on-5.
That'll work. After you and Mandrill, win or lose?
I don't
like no skills like this.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, hell, I ain't come out there
to
be throwing no money away.
I really don't say that because I know you probably ain't going to get by Mandrill.
Okay, then. That's fine.
Well, that means if he don't get by Mandrill, that means you just go straight to me then. So it don't matter, bro.
Exactly. See, he can't talk about a truck that they're running good and all that. He's looking at me talking about this. That's all.
Man, I ain't said what I just said. I asked you. If you said no, okay, then leave it alone. I can't do never let you get some tip passes in. But if you don't want to get no tip passes in next weekend,
Lord,
find me.
When I call Red Rock, you kept on.
You calling Red Rock because of something there that you want me and somebody else to run. Me and him gonna run regardless on that day.
I'm just proving a point.
What point you proving?
That you want something that you think is guaranteed. That's what you want.
It's guaranteed. I'm that guaranteed. That's me and you.
Man, Dirty Red, all that goddamn loud ass talk, murder screaming and shit you were doing last week. Man,
and that muscle, and that, if that what you think, I'm telling you.
Well, you were lucky to run 118.5 miles an hour.
I ain't run that fast.
Get your ass down.
I ain't even go that fast. But I bet you won't catch it.
Man, please. I will stretch your ass like bubble.
What you running Mandrell for, man? You can only get ours out the way.
Because that's something we discussed. That's something we going to do.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't
say that. I mean, I tell you what, it's not that. While you bullshit, I'm the only one on the phone that got some shit locked in. While you bullshit, you ain't got shit locked in. It don't
That's
sound
a
like
goddamn lie. I got a race
phone.
Already locked in for that day. Frank Taylor with a damn Camaro, small block Camaro 28. We locked in for that day. Now, next question.
Well, get Frank on the phone. I don't believe you locked in with him.
You'll see it. It posted on Facebook. It's supposed to be on there.
Hey, that is.
Yeah.
Fuck all that. We talking in circles. So what you going to do? Is you want Hellboy going to do something or what?
Hellboy said, I can't make him do nothing.
All right, don't worry. Well, so you got me a week to show up and lock your ass in. We gonna do something. I want to race for the shootout. Now, if you don't want to race for the shootout.
A week before the show, we gonna me and you going to lock in a week before the show. On this Wednesday before the show.
No pressure. Anybody got anything? I ain't
want to say it like that because you just scared the rest of them off.
Man, you ain't no fucking body, man. You ain't nobody talking about. You ain't scared nobody. Did you not hear that man say loud ass truck mufflers? Man, that man ain't worried about you, bro.
Hey, definitely crew chief. If that what he think, why he ain't jumped on me?
Okay then, we'll do this. You pay Mandrell lock-in money, and then me and you will just do it. Now what?
I can't do it like that if you ain't going to bet the $500.
All right then, shut the fuck up. And tell me. Now, if you want to run me, you accommodate my bet. Now, I told you, I run you after Mandrell, and I bet more.
I'm just saying,
respect that.
I said that the first time.
You get out of this side of this?
That's what I said. I was going to pay Mandrell Punkout money, but since you said you ain't going to run me for but $500, and you need to be paying Mandrell Punkout money.
Okay, I'll run you, pay Mandrell Punkout. I'll run you for a stack.
Shit, that was $500 I'm getting it. That's crazy.
Huh? Well, I'm just
saying, man. I paid Mandrell Punkout money. We run for $25 or better.
Man, see, I just told you. My bet is $1,000. That's what I bet.
Hey, don't be talking about no race, Dirty Reed.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't trying to buy no race.
I ain't trying to buy no race, but if I pay a $500 punk out and then Nick Man is going to pick one for about $1,000, I might as well do like I said. I might as well wait till they get through.
It ain't no $500 punk out.
If you feel you can beat the man, go ahead and make the $500 again. God damn.
Yeah, but like I said, if they were going to run for that, I'm going to wait till they get finished. And when they get finished, down on his ass, I'm going. If he wins.
Sound like to me you the one bagging up.
I ain't bagging up. I'm not bagging up. You telling me if you win, you going to run me.
Well, you
that's
get Mandrell on the
that's
phone.
That's a big-ass if.
You get Mandrell on the phone. If he say he don't want to do it, let's cancel all the means to do it. I'm going to mute.
So what now?
I'm gonna be like,
what you say,
Hellboy? He would get Mandrell on the phone talking about their workout song.
I ain't gonna pay his punk out money. That man ain't worth about $1,000.
Going to mute.
I ain't running off the phone, dude.
I'm in the store. I said I'm going to mute.
Oh, okay. You got it, Crew G.
So anything else you want to get into, Dirty Red? I want to do your ass because I'm tired of your ass, and I'm ready to see both of us go down through there, man, like strong talk.
We're doing it on the 19th. We're going to do it on the 19th. We're going to lock in a week before the show. That wins on your show. That wins before the raid.
I want to see your ass run like I done pour hot water on your ass. Run for your lives, goddamn.
I'm going to do it. I'm damn sure going to try to do it. I'm going to damn sure do it.
I know one thing. If you let me leave up out of there first, you better cut that motherfucker off.
I don't know. I can't say who's going to leave. You know what they say. I might go red.
I know. That's what I'm saying. If you let me move up out of there first, you better cut that. I don't even let your button loose, bro.
It might be like that, but like I say, if we anywhere around each other around the halfway mark, you might well cut your shit off.
The halfway mark? Man, I promise you I'll be a truck in front of you at halfway mark. At 3:30,
I'll take that bet too.
I'm gonna make sure BET on the 3:30.
Don't do that.
I'll be a truck in front of you at 3:30, I have my bet.
I don't know where you'd be in front of me at the 3:30 if you don't win red.
Shit me. Listen.
And I know you ain't going red, so I know you ain't going to be in front of me at the 3:30.
I ain't worried about you won't bet nothing.
I won't bet what?
You won't bet nothing.
I bet that you don't be in front of me at the 3:30. All
right, you won't bet. Lock it up.
We're going to lock all that in. You got to be, if you ain't in front of me at the 3:30, yeah, we'll lock that in. We'll bet the hell out of that.
I'm gonna be a whole truck in front of you at the 3:30, man.
Shit. Like I said, the only way you do that if you leave and go red, that's the only way you're gonna be in front of me. But if I fuck around and leave that motherfucker first, Lord have mercy. You cut your shit off.
Listen,
cut that bitch slam off.
If you leave in front of me, only thing
that
gonna
cut,
be
cut
the,
it off. Cut
if you leave it, listen, bro. I'll help you leave in front of me. I'm gonna drive around your motherfucking ass.
That shit sign. You drive around me up of the finish line or the return lane.
I drive around you for the 3:30, boy.
Yeah, that shit sound good.
I'm gonna show you some shit you ain't never seen before with that team, boy.
That damn show what I'm planning on doing for you. I'm gonna show you some real shit that day.
When we get to the ticket booth, you gonna come to my pit. I promise you gonna come to my pit.
I ain't even going to the ticket booth. I'm driving right past that motherfucker. I ain't gonna need that ticket.
Oh, I ain't worried about the ticket. When we get done with the race, you gonna come to the trailer and ask me how much I want for that motherfucker.
I'd be actually if you come through that motherfucker and I come, only reason I be coming to your trailer to get my damn money. That's the only way I be coming to your trailer. I take that back. I'm coming to your trailer regardless.
You gas money to you, so cause I mean I'm broke your ass to send you home.
Shit, I doubt that. I'm coming to your trailer regardless of win or lose, but I'm planning on winning. But if I lose or win, either way, I'm still coming to your trailer.
Yeah, you gonna come to my trailer and tell me I'm the motherfucking man. You gonna shake my hand.
If you cut that damn W, I'm coming to you. I'm driving my shit to your trailer and tell you the man.
I know. I ain't worried about that.
I'm down to live. But when I ain't gonna say no ill. When I cut that W, I want you to come to my, no, I don't want you to come to my trailer. I'm coming on to yours anyway.
Man, listen, right? You cut the W on, only thing you're going to beat me at is going red. That's it. other than being red, you ain't got yourself nothing, man. You fighting the wrong cause, bro.
That shit sound good as a motherfucker.
Yeah. You thought you had a chance the first time? You thought you had a chance to kill this goddamn Megan? You really don't stand no fucking chance, man.
I know I had a chance then, and I'm guaranteed a chance now.
Oh, okay.
I'm guaranteed a chance now.
All I'm gonna do is give you the number to my engine building.
I don't need his number. I might need to give you my engine builder number. That's what I might need to do. I might need to give you his number.
Shit. For what?
Take that back. I ain't gonna need to give you my engine builder number. I'm gonna need to give you my tuner number.
Man, for what?
To find out what the fuck you need to put in that motherfucker to get by me.
Man, I'll get by you on one motherfucking system, man.
You won't lock that in. You will not lock that in.
I'll get by you on my motherfucking plate, man.
You will not lock that in.
I will get by you on the plate, man.
You will not lock that in.
Man, I will knock five in your ass. Lock that in.
we gonna lock that in, but that shit getting by me on one? No.
Man,
shit. That shit ain't gonna do it.
Baby Red, since you had that truck, since I first ever seen that truck, only thing you impressed me with that motherfucker is it was slower than a bitch. I like that motherfucker look fast, but when he get the ticket, that ticket slower than a motherfucker.
Long as I cut the W on when I win shit, that's all that matters.
But I give you props, though. You gotta have a decent looking paint job on it. Looks better than that shit you had on it before. Damn, sure it looks better than what you had on before.
I don't even know what color that damn was.
Man, I don't know. That'd be like a neon green. I tell you what, you need to take some of that goddamn armor all off them tires. You got them tires too damn shiny.
I had to put them shiny that day. I had to go to a car show.
You took that motherfucker to a car show?
I had to go to a car show.
You tripping, man.
I ain't tripping. I bet you that bitch cleaner than that yellow one.
You did what?
I bet you that motherfucker cleaner than that yellow one.
Yeah, you just painted the motherfucker. You just painted it. Of course you're going to be cleaner than me. You just painted it. Ain't one thing about it. Looks ain't
yeah,
no one no motherfucker.
You just painted child, didn't you? If it got if that front end yellow on it, you did painted it.
Man, the truck been spot painted, man. That motherfucker ain't had no. We ain't paint that motherfucker like that. When we get ready to put a lick on that. Now listen. Now when my team paint our shit all together, man,
y'all
we don't
see
that. Come see you for what? We don't want our fucking headlights painted. We want the car painted, motherfucker.
That was something I did. That was something I did.
Man, that shit look country than a motherfucker.
Hey, we country, hell. We country as a motherfucker down here.
You ain't lie about that. You damn sure ain't lie about that.
We country as a motherfucker down here. We ain't, like, he's talking that shit red. We ain't even got no motherfucking red lights over here.
You ain't got no world over there?
We ain't even got no damn red light down here. You know we country is here.
Look how that motherfucker talking. We ain't got no red lights over here. What the fuck is a red light? A red light? A red light? R-E-D? Red light? We ain't got no
traffic lights here.
Okay. Shit, that's what's up. But no, man. You got anything else you want to add, bro? Can you go ahead and get back to work? Everybody will seem like they're gonna die off.
I'm good. I'm good. Trying to get down the road, get to the high.
Cool. Anybody else got their mic open? Let me see. Anybody got anything else they need to say?
Don't let them go. Don't let them go. I'm almost done.
I don't want y'all to cancel y'all race.
I take the fuck out money.
I know damn well you will. if he bet pretty good, I surely give it to you. Mandrell, I know he ain't got you on the phone for that.
You just said a second ago.
Yeah, I said a second ago I'd pay his punk out. But if you finna sit here and bet me $1,000 when I pay a $500 punk out, I might be slow, but I ain't that goddamn slow.
It wouldn't even close to that. It was $200
punk out. Yeah, but I'm still ain't finna turn around and bet you just no $1,000. So y'all might as well get y'all race off. Man, girl, I don't know why he got you on the phone for that.
You just hold your little dusty red ass on.
I'm going back to
you. You need to hurry up and come out that damn store then.
I'm getting something to eat. Bitch.
You need to hurry up. Man, girl.
Look here, we ain't got to be on no show to work it out.
Yeah.
Man, girl.
Yeah.
You know what that man told you, Dirty Red? Quit trying to make fucking friends.
So what now?
That's all he
does.
I ain't trying to make no friend. I'm trying to run A1 of them motherfuckers. I'm not trying to make no damn friend.
You see, Crew Chief, you see he tried to lock you in when you said you run him on one plate. He want that guaranteed shit.
God damn. Who the hell? Hold on now. Let's be real. Who the hell don't want no guaranteed shit? Can't nobody on that phone tell me that lie. Can't nobody tell me that lie.
I want to fight for mine.
Thank you. Oh, shit. I'll be damned. If you got something guaranteed, you got to fight for it. You'd be crazy as hell to take the damn, you got to fight for it. And I know that's a lie. Ain't nobody finna do that.
Man, you
ain't got no heart. That's
all I'm saying. You can just say you're a coward, Derrick. I'm a coward.
Hold on. How the hell am I a coward and I'm trying to jump on this man? How had that been a coward?
You ain't trying to jump on me?
I'm jumping on you. I said, you going to lock in a week before the show. We gonna do that, but I'm also trying to get them. So how is that trying to? How is that being a coward?
Hey, Red.
Yeah.
I tell you what. I'm gonna let you have this shit tonight. But boy, when we get ready to lock in, I'm gonna bless your ass. I got something to tell you.
I'm gonna be waiting to listen, but I want to hear what the hell this boy, this here finna say.
Oh, I'm back, you monkey bitch.
All right, now what you gonna say? You holding this up?
I'm just saying. What the hell
are
you looking at?
Say what now?
You are. Nah, I'm talking to y'all. Look at me off crazy. You said. Yeah, you would rather me run you instead.
No, I ain't saying that now. I'd rather you run me. I'm not going to pay no damn park out money for nobody. And the turnaround and the net man ain't going to bet but $1,000. No, that ain't going to damn work.
But me and Mandrill put the run off the trail.
That's what I said. Y'all get y'all race off, and then me and you'll talk. But if you don't want to get your race off, I pay his park out money, but we got to bet some good money. I ain't trying to buy no race with it. I'm not trying to buy a race.
How about that? You said you give me the bet back tied as long as we bet big, right?
If me and you betting big, if we betting 25 or better, you got that back tied.
You just hold that thought. And that ain't trying to
buy no race.
I'm just saying you hold that thought.
I done hold it for a while since you been in the damn store.
Hey, don't be beating on your chest like you a motherfucking hell, Derrick.
When it comes to somebody like that, I ain't no bad. I'm a motherfucking gorilla.
You ain't no motherfucking.
I'm a gorilla when it comes to somebody like that.
The only reason you say that shit, the goddamn car ain't been tested, that's all. I don't know what your car has been. I asked your monkey ass before when I had the car before your ass was scared back then, nigga.
You never asked me that. You was a coward motherfucker then. Well, fuck me now. That's what I'm trying to tell you now. Let's get it on now.
And I said, I get the Mandrill ass first, and me and you gonna tie up.
Okay, so what
coward.
You telling us to hold on for?
I'll try to see a Mandrill want to cancel that rate, and me and you do.
You know that man ain't finna cancel no damn easy money.
No.
Mandrill, you still on the phone?
That man said he ain't entertaining your slow ass no more, man.
Yeah, I'm slow, but now one of them bitches that won't run me. Nah,
that's because you got a fat mouth. You out talking to boys. You ain't out racing them now. You just out talking to them.
I'm trying to run them. After this weekend, any weekend before the 19th or the 19th, and one of them got action.
Man, listen. This is what I want you to do. I want you to take one weekend and test your motherfucking truck. Once you test that motherfucker, I want you to put that bitch up to the 19th. Because you ain't knowing for nothing, you got about 10 good passes on the motor before that bitch blow up.
I got another one sitting at the shop waiting on me.
Man, that shit, you tell that shit to somebody else. That shit don't impress me, man.
It ain't for to impress you.
Listen, man. Listen. take 1 week in a test, put that motherfucker up to the 19th, and come to the 19th, I'm pretty sure we're going to give you all the action you can handle.
Oh, I'm going to get my testing in, but I ain't going to guarantee I'm going to put it up for the to the 19th.
You better go out there and motherfucking, yeah, go make all the money you can. Go make all the fucking money you can.
I'm trying to get Mandrell. I'm trying to get one of them, but I guess I got to wait.
You get all the money. You get all that money you can, because when I catch you on the 19th, I'm going to blister your ass.
You sound good as a motherfucker. Now, I done told you. You can make a pair of lips say any damn thing.
Man, you just proved the point, because you just bumped your guns right now.
I'm bumping my guns. I said, man, you going to lock in a week before the show on your damn show that Wednesday, but Mandrell too, or damn Hellboy want to do something before then. Shit, I'm all ill. I'm waiting on them. I ain't fuck testing.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. We gonna see. Hey, but before the show, folks, I got a couple minutes left on the show. Y'all got anything y'all want to add? Oh, we'll hang up on you in about 2 minutes. We got about 2 minutes left on the show.
I guess all on good.
I guess everybody good. All right, well, with that being said, everybody, we keep this shit up until the 19th. Well, first off, Mike here got a show on the 12th. So y'all itching and y'all really need something to do, y'all October 12th, Battle of the Big Dogs. Mike, y'all got this good race, y'all can get it.